This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The University of Kentucky College of Agriculture will host the annual Fall Grazing School September 13th and 14th in Woodford County. Extension Board Specialist Dr. Ray Smith says the grazing school is hands-on.
The grazing school is actually going to show you how to set up a grazing system. You're actually going to do it. You're going to divide up in groups and set up electric fencing and a watering system. And you're going to, each group gets some cattle and you put them out on pasture. And so you're going to not only learn how to do it, be told how to do it, you're going to do it yourself in the operations.
Dr. Smith says several of the UK specialists will be conducting the training.
Our forage specialists, myself, Chris Toidge, Jimmy Henning, then Dr. Halich and Aggie Khan, Jeff Limcooler, the beef specialist, Katie Van Dalen, beef specialist in Princeton, and a range of other UK specialists and producers coming in to talk as well.
He adds a grazing school is a good mix of classroom and on-farm experience.
You got a couple hours in the classroom learning the principles, then we head out to the farm and actually set up the grazing system. We'll also go to a local farm and see how you put that into practice on that farm that then you could translate into your own farm.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how the Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. The tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall. Available at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Bayfield.
Okay, here's your final question.
It's so exciting.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Name something Hopkinsville is famous for.
Wheat.
That's correct. In fact, Christian County is the leading wheat-producing county in the state of Kentucky.
Incredible.
With amazing farmers tending over 46,000 acres of farmland, harvesting over 3 million bushels per year.
The batter capital of the world.
From field to fork. Schedule your tour.
It's a real treat.
Visit battercapital.com.
Part of Team Kentucky.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK forage specialist Dr. Ray Smith says effective grazing can make a real difference in a livestock operation.
If you can control where your cattle graze, then you can make sure they're grazing the highest quality, they're not overgrazing. You're in control rather than let your cattle choose where they want to graze. Often they're going to overgraze spots and undergraze other spots.
He adds there is a limited number who can participate.
We've actually only got a few spots left, so if someone wants to come to that two-day grazing school, they should sign up right away.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.